This is AP News Minute. President Joe Biden has agreed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin as long as Russia doesn't invade Ukraine. At least 150,000 Russian troops are outside Ukraine's borders, along with tanks, warplanes, artillery, and other war materials. Canadian police say at least 191 people have been arrested in connection with the protests in Ottawa. Huge demonstrations against COVID-19 restrictions have been held in the Canadian capital since last month. Security forces in Sudan used tear gas to disperse protesters on Sunday. Demonstrators were protesting a military coup that derailed Sudan's transition to democracy in October. The cause of a police helicopter crash off the Southern California coast is under investigation. One officer was killed in the Saturday night crash. A second was critically injured.